deprived of future generations.
We are so glad that so many young people are getting involved in pro-life things.
We always understood that human life begins at conception.
Welcome to Voices for the Unborn.
What this theology of the body has given us is nothing short of a revolution for the world.
That's where I see the hand of God in hindsight. When I look back, I see His fingerprints all over my life.
To me, it should just refuel us and get us going so we can get out there and protect those unborn children.
We just can never give up.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bill Miller, Voices for the Unborn. You probably remember me for about 15 years. I was on the air with Jeanette Wynn.
Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. A bit of a different opening today. I'm Gary Zimek, the voice of Bill Miller. We lost Bill Miller yesterday. I'm going to bring on Frank Eliason right now. Dave Parker has the day off. Frank, Bill Miller, what can you say about the guy, a pro-life giant, somebody who is very important to those of us at Holy Spirit Radio?
He was with Holy Spirit Radio for 15 years, and so he's very close to our hearts. Just, you know, the chance that we've had to have him as part of our life, and to watch him in action and his spirit towards the pro-life community and really driving, you know, his heart and soul was so dedicated towards that the pro-life cause. And so, you know, when I heard the news yesterday actually from you, and, you know, I was at the airport, I was getting on an airplane, and you know, I was in complete shock and, you know, certainly sad, but at the same time, rejoicing in some ways, because you know, he's going home to the Lord. He lived a really good life, and you know, I had the chance recently to go by his house and hang with him for a little bit, helping him with something, and he was just such a genuinely good guy.
Yeah.
And in good spirits. We recently did a show a few months back, so you know, we are going to re-air that later this week. We'll talk more about that at the end of the show. You know, but I'm just very grateful that he was part of it. You know, condolences to Kitty and his family. You know, very difficult time for them. But you know what? They should rejoice in everything he did for this world. His legacy will live on forever.
That's right. You know, and we ask you to please pray for his soul and pray for his family in this difficult time. But Bill inspired me. I didn't know him that well. I only met him one time when he came into the show. He was on our show. But he inspired me because he had a lot of health issues, but yet he was still supporting the standing up for life, supporting the unborn. You know, he's a guy that looked beyond his physical limitations as he was getting older, some health issues, but he was determined continue the pro-life battle, which it is a battle.
Exactly. Highly passionate towards that.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other pieces that go with that, not just the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, but, you know, what he did with Legacy of Life.
Right.
And so, you know, last episode talking about the Legacy of Life, you know, and all the pieces to that, and he served with them. And so, you know, this was his life and his... And it will go on. It's something that he is in our hearts, and he drove that into us during his show throughout 15 years on the air. Mm.
And Frank, I have to say that we do a weekly pro-life segment. Our first interview every Thursday is a pro-life segment. We've got an all-star panel. The reason I felt motivated to do that on Spirit of the Morning was mainly because of Bill Miller. The guy inspired me. He made me realize, hey, I better do something on Spirit in the Morning to stand up for life.
I've known Bill for years, and you know, remember first meeting him, and that inspiration was right there. As soon as you met him and you saw him,
yeah.
You know, and he lived it all on his sleeve. It was all out there. So, you know, thank you, Bill, for being a part of our life. Thank you for all you've done. At the same time, he would want us to move forward.
Exactly.
He would want us to, you know, obviously celebrate what he did, but really celebrate that legacy and continue that pro-life cause, continue what we do each and every day.
And that's what we are going to do at Holy Spirit Radio, and I hope you continue to do the same. The pro-life movement, it's very important to those of us who are Catholic. We've got to stand up for life. Let's kick things off with prayer today, then we'll talk a little bit more about what's coming on up in the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for your grace that you give us each day to deal with whatever problems that we face. Father, help us to be grateful for everything that happens to us, for every person who is in our lives, even if they might seem unpleasant to us. Help us to appreciate everyone and everything as a gift from you designed to help us get to heaven. Father, we ask you to speak through us on the program today. We ask you to have mercy on the soul of Bill Miller and grant peace to his family. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I am Gary Zimak. This is Spirit in the Morning. Today on the show, our friend, blogger, storyteller, Tony Agnese will be here to talk about keeping connected with God. And on that same theme, Father Thomas Daly will be here as well. He's the author of Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales' Simple Approach to Holiness. Father Daly is going to be sharing with us ideas on how we can remember God's presence throughout the day. Speaking of presence, Frank Eliason is back with
us. Back in the studio.
But Dave Parker's not here.
I know.
What's going on with you guys?
I got that text message from him like late last night that, I'm not coming in. Shout out to Dave. You know, we do miss you here. I was in Denver for business for the past few days, and now I'm back in getting to enjoy things, except for Denver. It's really funny. People think of it as cold.
Well, I was going to ask you, how's the weather there?
60 degrees. Whoa. It was really nice.
It's cold here, though.
Yes. I felt that as soon as I got off the plane. I got off the plane last night at around midnight. You know, I got home around, you know, in the middle of the night and, you know, decided to come right here and join you.
You look remarkably wide awake for how little sleep you have. Is it my presence that makes
it,
you?
It is your presence, right? And it's a lot of coffee.
I think it's mainly the coffee. All right. Getting pretty deep in here. Let's take a look at the weather. Speaking of weather, currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, where you just were a few hours ago, Frank, it's 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Tonight, showers likely, but that's going to be mainly between 1 and 5 a.m., low around 46. Thursday, slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 58. At the moment, in Bensalem, it's 36. In Riverton, it's 36. And in Coatesville, Frank, the home of WCOJ, 28 degrees.
Wow.
It's cold out there.
Quick shout out to all those out in Coatesville.
Whoa, that's quite a difference in temperature.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so what do we got here, Frank? Let's see. Gospel. Let's take a look at the gospel. I think you're
going
to
like it.
That's
not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's let Jesus weigh in and see what he has to say. I think this is such an appropriate gospel. And, let me just read it, then we'll talk more about it. It's Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." I don't even think I need to follow up on this.
No.
Right?
Well,
I mean, what a message.
But there's a variety of messages in there, actually. First of all, you know what happened? Leopards come to him. You know, how often do we embrace leopards in our life? Mm-hmm. He did. Now, then the next piece to that is, he then delivers for them, and, you know, obviously, then the gratitude or not, you know,
yep.
And, you know, how often do we not have gratitude? You know, maybe something got answered for us, and, you know, we kind of then move on with our life, and I'm like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
keep going, we
right.
forget. It all comes together. So there's a variety of pieces in that I think are just extraordinarily powerful that we can apply to what we do each and every day.
And one of the things you touched on is an important point that I think it bears expanding a little bit upon. Lepers were considered to be outcasts at the time mm-hmm. of our Lord. Nobody dealt with them. They were unclean.
That is
People
correct.
People were forbidden to go anywhere near them. Jesus didn't have a problem going near the lepers.
Exactly. How often do we try and do that with a lot of different groups or different people? Maybe people that we're scared of or don't understand or whatever.
Yep.
You know what? We should be welcoming them. We should be giving that same embrace that Jesus gave.
Yeah, and also the fact that 10 of these lepers were healed. They were healed very quickly by Jesus. I mean, it just goes to show how powerful he is.
Yes.
And if we need healing, whether it's spiritual, physical, emotional, whatever it may be, all you have to do is ask him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need to find exactly the right words. Prayer is great, but you don't need to pray for 5 hours to ask for that. You know, it doesn't have to be a specific set of words, a specific amount of time. You just need to have that encounter with Jesus.
Or just ask.
Yeah, just like, ask. Right.
Literally, that's all they did.
Right, right. And the fact that only one returned to say thank you. Next week, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. I think a lot of times we overlook the main reason that that holiday exists. It's to give thanks to God for the blessings we have. So many times we've moved on to Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. How much nowadays people go shopping on Thanksgiving as opposed to giving thanks.
Right, right. So I mean, it's a message for all
of
us.
Now the fast food thanks, in and out, okay, thanks. All right, move on. Let's go shopping.
Yeah, I mean, and this will tie into the Be Not Afraid Bible verse today as well. Are we thankful for everything that the Lord allows to happen in our lives? Not just the pleasant things, but everything. Are we thankful that we're alive?
And even the tough things that we have in our life, we gain things from those. Whether it be insights or love or other aspects or empathy for others, we do gain even from those negatives.
That's right. So try to be thankful for today, even if you don't feel like it. Try to be thankful for what the Lord has given you, the fact that you're alive, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you have people in your life, even if they annoy you, even if they drive you crazy.
I didn't annoy you, so
And I shouldn't talk about Dave like that since he's not here, but anyway. Boy, I'll tell you, that's too easy. Dave Parker's not here to defend himself, so I'm going to insult him. When we come back, Tony Agnese will be here. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 14th. Today we celebrate Saint Gertrude the Great. Born in Saxony around the middle of the 13th century, today's saint is considered one of the three greatest female spiritual writers in church history. From an early age, Gertrude lived and was educated at the monastery school at Hefte, and eventually became a Benedictine nun. Along with her friend and teacher, Saint Mechtild, she practiced a spirituality called nuptial mysticism, seeing herself as a bride of Christ. A pioneer in devotion to the Sacred Heart, her spiritual life was a deeply personal union with Jesus that led her into the very life of the Blessed Trinity. As a Benedictine, Gertrude found Christ through living the rhythm of the liturgy. There and in Scripture, she found themes and images that both enriched and expressed her piety. The life and revelations of Saint Gertrude, a record of her mystical experiences, has been compared with the writings of St. Teresa of Avila. Gertrude died in 1302. Though never formally canonized, her feast was extended to the Universal Church in 1738 by Pope Clement XII. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Want a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
This current is trying to wreck me, like castles of sand, castles of sand. I feel like an enemy army.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Battles by The Afters. I'm Gary Zimak. So glad that you could join us on the show today. The time right now is 7:19. Tony Agnese is a blogger. He's a podcaster. He's a speaker. He's an author. He does it all. You can find him online at TonyAgnese.com. Fortunately for us, he's a regular on Spirit of the Morning, and we welcome him once again. Hey, Tony, good morning, brother.
Hey, brother, great talking to you again, Garrett. It's been a while. 32 fun-filled degrees here in Ohio. So
32.
We've got to buy a degree or two, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Tony, I know you have a book coming out, but the book has been, is it still coming? It's been delayed, is that correct?
Yeah, I as a matter of fact, I had a little problem with some citations. You know, that takes you back to college where you do the citation. Do you know now that you could cite a tweet from the Pope? You know, Pope
really?
Francis, you know, the tweet and at Twitter.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I bought a book last night called The Tweeting Pope, which is kind of interesting. You know, we always hear about Donald Trump's tweets.
Yeah.
The Pope tweets on a daily basis.
Right.
But, you know, over the weekend, Gary, I was thinking about how we live in this connected world.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like people's smartphone has become part of their left hand. I wonder as humans evolve and 1,000 years, if that'll just be built in, you know, we'll have our connected device. Yeah, I read an article the other day on the connected car, and we have our connected home. You know, we just tell Alexa to do something, and
mm-hmm.
Alexa does it for us.
Right.
And we are so connected. The average teenager will tweet one of their friends, or text message one of their friends, 20, 30 times a day.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, you know, you're so connected. You want to know what restaurant to go to, you Google it. You want to know what Wade Boggs' batting average was in 2007, you Google it. There it is. We are so connected. And I had the thought, what if we could be connected to God in the same way? And the answer is, we can. Mm. And we don't have to spend $1,000 for the iPhone 10 to be connected to God. As a matter of fact, it doesn't cost us a dime. So that was kind of the thought that I had. How do we do that? How do we stay connected to God throughout the day? Well, if we're going to text message our friends 20 times a day, why not send God a mental text message several times a day? You know, when we say we should pray continuously and constantly, that's what St. Paul meant by that. Mm-hmm. And it's real easy for us to just say, thank you, God, for that. Or, God, give me a little help with this project I have. It's just these little mental text messages to communicate with God. What it really is, Garrett, just making God part of your life every day, that he's always present in your life.
You know, Tony, we have so many distractions that we get bombarded with distractions that, you know, we wake up, as soon as we wake up, we're already bombarded with all kinds of things. How do we make that effort? I mean, it sounds to me, and I agree with you on this, it sounds like it's got to be a conscious decision on our part to communicate with the Lord, to send him these mental tweets.
I think so. And, you know, we people always tell me, they say, you know, I don't have time to pray.
Right.
And I say, well, wait a minute, think about this. Young people will bring their smartphone to bed with them just in case they get a text message at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, anybody that texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning is not a friend. Why not take the Lord to bed with us at night with some evening prayer or nighttime prayer? You know, we are connected in our car to everything. Why not try a chapel at a Divine Mercy or a rosary on the way to work to be connected? There's just ways that we can, connect with the Lord that don't take any time beyond what we normally do. You know, the other thing is, you said, you know, I don't want anyone to think that I'm anti technology or mm-hmm. anti smartphones. I use them all the time. I know you do too.
We
sit and we communicate back and forth. But you know, there are some great apps too that can help you stay connected. I use iBreviary or Catholic yeah. Mega. Laudate and so forth. I have a little app called Prayer Chain that I use. You could put the people you're praying for in the prayer chain. You could share it with others in a prayer group and so forth. And I have a favorite called Honor Your Inner Monk. Hmm. Have you ever heard of that app?
I have never heard of that one.
It's done by St. Meinrad's down in Indiana. But every morning there's a little sentence or two morning thought, and in the evening there's a little sentence or two evening thought, and it plays a little monk music for you as you do that, and you build up and follow your inner monk and honor your inner monk. Well, if you miss a few days, the next time you hit it, a big brother of St. Meinrad's comes on and kind of gives you a little tongue lashing and gets you back on track honoring your inner monk. And they're fun
yeah.
little reflections that help us through the day. But that's all I'm saying is that if we are so connected to each other and to Google and to Facebook and mm-hmm. so forth, you know, there are some fabulous Catholic groups on Facebook and Google+,
mm-hmm.
really where you can connect and get some really outstanding material. Read a few great articles written by some, you know, simply outstanding bloggers and writers and so forth. So all I'm suggesting here is in a connected world, we need to also stay connected to God. And the other thing that I do is I use that smartphone all day, but when I get home in the evening, Gary, I leave my keys on the counter and my smartphone plugs in right next to it.
Mm.
And unless I get a phone call from one of my kids or something at night, I'm trying to be totally attentive to my wife and my family. And if I'm going to stay connected at home, why not pick up a good book?
Yeah.
Or read a great article. So that's the message today. And I know you're talking later about this same thing, just staying connected to God
mm-hmm.
every day. And the best example I can give is tweet him 20 times a day or send him a mental text message. And that way God is part of your life, and we're totally connected to him as we go through our day. That praying constantly, continuously, that St. Paul talks about, that's what he means. It doesn't mean we're on our knees praying a five-hour prayer for something. No, it just means that we include God in everything we do throughout the course of the day.
You know, Tony, what's interesting, and I love the way the Holy Spirit operates, because we have a Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day on the program. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse that I'll be speaking about later in the show is exactly the one you just referred to, praying constantly. So I don't know how this works. I'll tell you what, I love when the Holy Spirit just sets up this program for me. Right?
I mean,
but that's great. I'm really glad you explained it, because that particular verse confuses many people. How can I pray constantly? Does that mean I have to sit in church all day? And certainly we have other obligations, and the Lord knows that. Mm-hmm. But Tony, how important is it, and we have about 2 minutes left in the segment, how important is it with this idea of keeping mindful of God's presence and speaking to him throughout the day? How is important is it that really we start that process as soon as we wake up in the morning?
Oh, I think it's really imperative. You know, our gospel from Sunday, the virgins with the oil lamps, and they take their lamps out to meet the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Jesus.
Right.
The wedding feast is heaven. And so they're there. Some of them bring some oil to keep their lamps lit, and some of them don't. They forget to bring their oil. They're not diligent. So when the bridegroom comes, the ones with oil, they can fill their lamp and trim their lamp, and the others have no oil, and they want to borrow some of the other person's, and they say, no, go to the market and get some oil.
Right.
Well, when the bridegroom, when Jesus comes, he invites those who are in waiting, those who are in communication to the feast, to heaven, and the others are kept out. And so what it's really telling us, you know, is that we have to be ready.
That's right.
We have to be connected.
That's right.
And the best way to do that is the first thing in the morning. I'll tell you, you open your eyes. I pray the office in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you open your eyes, you pray the office, and Gary, it sets up your whole day.
I know.
It removes the anxiety. It gets rid of all of those, you know, 14 things I've got to do before the close of business today. It just kind of levels that out and gets you in the right mood. And then I try to get to Mass every day as well. Now, that most people can't do that,
right.
And I certainly understand that. But boy, just to be connected with the Lord on a daily basis with 140 character tweets, mental tweets, I think is a great way to kind of just get into that sense. When people say they can't pray, you've got time in your car, there's just so many little opportunities to pray. They think they have to be on their knees for 5 hours. That's not what we mean by that.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Tony, thanks again for joining us, brother. TonyAgnese.com is the place to go online. We'll talk to you next month, all right, my friend?
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Tony Agnese. When we come back, Father Thomas Daly. Stay tuned.
A quote from Abbott Pastor: if you truly wish to make spiritual profit, you must apply yourself closely to that counsel of the apostle, attend a tibi, take heed to thyself. This implies two things. The first is not to become entangled in others' affairs, or watchful as to their defects, since he has no little to do who wishes to manage his own affairs well and correct his own failures. The second is to take our own perfection to heart and attend to it incessantly, without regarding whether others attend to theirs or not. For perfection is so purely individual a matter that, though men who belong to the same order, company, family, or country are here said to make one body, yet, in the world above, it is certain that each one will be separate by himself and carry his profits and losses to his own account.
It's a good morning, spelled with a Z. You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I remember the moment, I remember the pain. I was only a girl, but I grew up that day. Tears were falling, I know you saw me. To be strong, no one to turn to.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Britt Nicole All This Time. I'm Gary Zimek. The time right now, 7:34. Thanks for joining us this morning. Father Thomas Daly holds the John Cardinal Foley Chair of Homiletics and Social Communications at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, and he joins us each month to talk about his book, Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales' Simple Approach to Holiness, from Sophia Institute Press. Father Daly, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for joining us once again on the show. I really love these segments, Father, because they're so practical.
Well, I appreciate your having me on, and we'll do our best to keep it practical.
All right, let's do that. Continuing on where we left off last time, our daily routine. Now, in the book, you say to accomplish remembering the Lord, I mean, to accomplish keeping him part of our day, the saints suggest making use of a variety of prayerful aspirations while carrying out each of our daily actions. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Father?
Sure. And in fact, you were just speaking about that, the idea of, you know, praying all day long.
Exactly.
And, you know, how impossible that sounds. And if you think about it in terms of every single minute of your day, it is impossible, to be honest.
Okay.
What St. Francis de Sales is talking about is, in essence, turning the routine moments or activities or tasks of your day into praying.
Okay.
So that, in essence, what you're doing becomes your prayer, and then you end up praying all day long. So he's talking about the idea of what he calls aspiration, which in the spiritual tradition is simply literally a breathing toward God, a holy thought that goes along with what you're doing, or a brief little prayer before what you're doing, or something that attunes the mind and heart to the presence of God in the very midst of what you're doing. So it's not taking you away from what you're doing. It's not praying in addition to all the things that you have to do during the day. It's praying through the things you do during the day.
Okay. I think what's fascinating about your book, and this is why I'm so attracted to it, is that it's very easy for us to forget that God is present with us at all times. It's not like we have to make him available. He's there. It's just we forget about him.
Absolutely. The Pope Benedict spoke about it in terms of as if God were here. Well, he is.
Yeah.
And if we were conscious of that, we'd probably act a lot differently.
Oh, I agree. So, Father, let's break it down. First thing in the morning, I wake up, and my tendency is to complain. I mean, that's always been my nature. Mm-hmm. What should I do upon waking up in the morning? What's the best thing I can do?
Well, if you can train yourself, and it's an exercise,
okay. It's
practice, to make that first thought of the day, as simple as, oh my gosh, I'm alive.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In effect, it's kind of a mini resurrection every morning, because, dare I say it, the other possibility is there.
Yeah.
That you won't
wake
up.
Right, right.
So each day that I do, it's a new start for me. And just the simplest recognition that I'm awake, I'm alive, it's a new day, and all this is a gift. Now, it doesn't have to be at all that conscious and that thought out, but just the, sleep is an image of death, and awakening is that of the resurrection. There. In 5 seconds, I've just at least turned a little bit towards God. I'm not quite conscious yet, but
right.
I'll get to that.
And Father, we don't necessarily have to feel that gratefulness or that gratitude, right? I mean, it's a conscious act that we are making, correct? When we start our day that way,
absolutely.
It's
anything I can do or say to myself or picture to myself, anything I can do to make myself conscious of God's presence and action in my life, whatever that is, the details aren't the issue. It's that growing, continual, to the extent that I can, the continual consciousness of God in my life.
Right. Okay. So, and this is something that I have become aware of, and I'd say the past year or two, and I've made this conscious decision that my first words when I wake up, I say good morning to the Lord and thank Him for giving me a new day again, even though I might not feel like it. Now, moving on, if we do all our actions and turn them into prayer, we do everything that we do, we glorify God with all of our actions. Does that even apply to getting dressed or taking a shower?
Absolutely.
Really?
Sure. It's not the actions that are the focus. The actions are mechanisms, if you will,
okay,
for being conscious of God. So the act of getting dressed in the morning, I'm putting clothes on, whatever it is I'm putting on. Well, you know, you can take imagery from the Psalms and the Scriptures about putting on the armor of God or getting ready to go into the world with God or whatever, so that the routines that I do without consciously thinking about it, now I'm thinking about God in those routines. So if I can, you know, if I can develop the habit of, I don't know, every time I put my shoes on, I'm, you know, tying up or getting ready to walk in the footsteps of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Just wow. That thought in the time that it takes me to put my shoes on turns an otherwise unconscious activity into a moment of prayer.
And I really love the concept, because I have found in my own life that there are so many opportunities. You know, many people complain, myself included sometimes, about lack of time for praying. But I found that the shower is a great place to pray. And now, you know, it's funny, I started out forcing myself to do it, saying, you know what, I'm not just going to let my mind ramble, because I have a tendency to daydream, think about what's going to happen during the day, what happened yesterday. I make that a conscious time of prayer, and I have a conversation with the Lord in the shower, and it's become almost a habit now.
Right.
I don't have to fight myself to do it anymore.
Exactly, and that's the... what I want to call it, the exercise nature of this thing. If I get into the routine of doing that, it becomes a habit, and then it's, you know, sort of built into my consciousness. I mean, some people sing in the shower,
right?
Pray in the shower. Okay, fair enough. Whatever moments I can take to, you know, connect with God, as you were saying earlier on the show, that's what aspirations are, these little short connections, thoughts, feelings, expressions, images. I see the sunlight on a tree in a particular new angle today, and as I'm walking along, and that lifts my heart to God. And anything that can lift my mind or heart to God.
Father, is it a good idea to invoke the help of the Holy Spirit to be able to perceive things such as the sunrise and things that you might not have ordinarily seen?
Certainly, and Francis de Sales recommends, you know, sort of at the somewhere at the beginning of the day to invoke the Holy Spirit to sort of cover the whole day. You know, help me with all that I have to do today, or help me to accept whatever comes my way today. Help me to see God throughout the day. Kind of a blanket prayer for the whole day, if you will. So sure, invoking the Holy Spirit is always important.
And you know what's funny about that, and you and I have talked about this before, when we say something at the beginning of the day, such as, come Holy Spirit, inspire all of my thoughts throughout the day, there's a tendency that we often have to overcomplicate things and say, well, that's not good enough. I need to say more than that, and I need to keep, or the prayer needs to be longer. But just saying, come Holy Spirit, is effective, because the Holy Spirit, He's a real person, and He will respond to that, correct?
Absolutely. It's part of our activist nature.
Yeah, yeah.
We always want to do more, and
right.
Think we have to do it harder or better or whatever. Theoretically, you don't even have to say, come Holy Spirit, because God comes to us anyhow.
Wow.
It's not the task itself. It's not the effort I put into it. It's not the magnitude of my exercise. It's the continual consciousness raising of me toward God.
Mm.
That's what praying all day means.
And I think sometimes we try to fit God into our day, as opposed to fitting our day around into God, you know, into His will. Would you agree with that?
Well, that fitting God in either way, or fitting, you know, that kind of scheduling suggests, you know, kind of has that mentality that praying is one task along with all the other tasks I have.
Yeah.
Again, what Francis de Sales is trying to say is that praying is those other tasks that I have.
Wow.
It's not a task in addition to. It's something I can do in and through all the ordinary tasks of my life, which are necessarily going to get my attention.
This is definitely a different way of thinking, Father. That's why I like this book. Because this is so different than the way we typically think,
mm-hmm.
right? Prayer is a task. I've got to check it off. Did I pray my rosary yet? Did I pray, you know, did
right.
I pray my morning offering? But yet, the Lord really wants more than that. And yet, at the same time, He's not asking us to ignore our daily duties.
Exactly.
Well, that is great. Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales, Simple Approach to Holiness by Father Thomas Daly from Sophia Institute Press. Father Daly, before you go, would you be able to leave us with your blessing?
Certainly. I ask God to shower down His blessings this day upon you and all of your listeners, that all of us may be attentive to God's gracious presence in our lives this very day. May God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, thank you so much. I know you're extremely busy, but I really appreciate you being a part of Spirit in the Morning.
You're quite welcome, Gary. I appreciate being with you.
All right. Thanks again, Father Thomas Daly. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Boy, that is radical. What a radical concept, using everything that you do today as prayer. And again, as Father Daly said, it all starts the minute you wake up. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for giving me another day. Going back to that gospel again. Be that one leper who says thank you to the Lord. When we come back, Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. As a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, Scott Wieman found comfort in studying the Bible. As he explained during an interview with me about his website, CatholicInRecovery.com, he learned that you don't have to be a perfect person for God to call you to do good in the world. Getting to know the saints was even more profound. Scott said, "They were real-life examples of people who have turned their lives around and found that their struggle brought about humility and a sense of devout care for others and for the Lord." Scott also found healing through his community of recovering addicts. He concluded, "I can only maintain my spiritual condition through prayer and community." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
Tipping our coffee mugs in a salute to a God-centered day. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven.
every siren in city raised. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace. In heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's new. That's Home from Chris Tomlin, Frank Eliason. You know, we're paying tribute to Bill Miller this day, who passed away yesterday.
Yeah, right. The spirit spoke through that song. How about that? Not planned.
I'm going home. Yeah. All the tears will be wiped away.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily powerful. We sat here listening to it, and it's really interesting. People probably think things are planned out like that, and they are planned out, but they're planned out actually, you know, early in the week. And so,
exactly,
you know, it's not like we picked this song out to be at this moment and this, but as you and I sat here listening to the words of that song, you know, we're taken back by the timing of it. And it's just incredible, the Holy Spirit working with that through music.
That's right. We're going to talk more about Bill Miller in a few minutes, but I want to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which also fits in so nicely with what our guests had to say today. Today comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, Frank, at the time I came up with this verse, I really didn't know what Tony Agnese or Father Daly would say specifically, and here we go. And the gospel, I did not consider the gospel about giving thanks.
You know, it's really funny in this world. We tend not to give thanks, not like even take away from Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Christ. You know, we don't even give thanks to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, why don't you make that a point today? You know, say thank you to someone for something they do. You know, someone, you know, people are doing things all the time for us, and we're not always acknowledging. So, you know, Gary, thank you for all you do for the station and for, you know, bringing people in. You know, I think being thankful is extraordinarily important, and we miss out all the time.
We do. And thank you for doing what you do, for keeping us on the air, for doing all that you do around the station. Because a lot of what you do doesn't get noticed because you're behind the scenes. But Frank, if you could, let's before we bring the show to a close, let's talk a little bit more about Bill Miller, because I'm thankful that I got to know Bill Miller, even though it was briefly, because what a great example.
Exactly.
He was.
But there's little things too, though. It's the spirit that he always portrayed, he was always extraordinarily pleasant. He was always talking to people, anybody that came in, when he was here, whenever he came in for a show, as my wife pointed this out, is he would come in with soft pretzels all the time. Always had soft pretzels for every one of his shows. This was Bill. And, the other thing is that, and my wife pointed out too, which is, so often, we meet people out and about. We talk briefly about the station. Maybe, one time, for her, it was at the Lennox shop of all places. And even at our daughter's funeral, when people saw Bill Miller there, everybody knew Bill. He has this way about him that people were drawn to him and knew exactly of him all over the place, not just in the religious world. And so that, to me, was extraordinarily powerful, a statement of his life.
Now, have any of the funeral arrangements been made?
I haven't really seen an official obituary out there as of this point. But that being said, I did see on Tomlinson's funeral home, it looks like it'll be Assumption BVM, and the date they have at this point is November 22nd. They'll have a visitation on the 21st at 7:15 p.m., and then on Wednesday at 10 a.m. They will also have a second visitation followed by funeral services at Assumption BVM. So I expect later today more information will be. So what I want to let everybody realize is, obviously the family's dealing with a lot right now and getting this all taken care of. We will keep you informed because we do know our listeners are very interested in paying their respects because of what Bill meant to them. Because I think anybody who's ever listened to a show really knew him or felt a personal connection to him. So we will make sure everybody is fully aware once we have all that, finalized and is out there. So you pay attention to Holy Spirit Radio. We will make sure people are aware of that. The other thing, though, is, we started the show off with a cut from his last show, which was done 2 months ago. Actually, more than 2 months ago. It was done during the summer. And, so Voices for the Unborn, which is a show that's been on Holy Spirit Radio, for a number of years, 15 years. And so I'm going to re-air that show. That was a very special show. So, I'll let everybody know we are going to re-air that on Friday. I believe it will be 4 o'clock. If that does change, I will tell everybody that. But I will be putting that together and, making sure we air that. Because I think it's really important for people to hear that last episode. Yeah. Because he talks about a lot of the things that, he's done. He talks about Legacy of Life, which is another piece to it. So everybody knew him from Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. But there's so much more that he was involved with in the pro-life community, not just in Bucks County, but throughout the whole Delaware Valley and nationally. And so, I want to make sure that gets out there and people hear that. And it was a show that he wanted to do. It was a guest. Bill Milner was the one of the guests, as Marie Joseph as well. And, and they were talking about that. And he was trying to get Bill Milner on for years. And so when he finally had the opportunity to bring him on, even though his show wasn't going, he called up and said, "I want to do another show." And, of course, we said, "Absolutely, Bill." And so he came on and did this. So we will make sure we re-air that show this week. And so, pay attention to that. I think everybody will enjoy hearing Bill another time.
Yep. Well, thank you for listening to the program today. And we want to remind you, tomorrow on the show, Bobby Schindler will join us to talk about some of the pro-life issues he's involved with. Also, author Art Bennett. He wrote a book about listening. Are you listening, Frank?
Love that term.
Right? Because in today's world, we often check out. We're too busy. We don't listen to one another. So he's going to be on tomorrow's show. Friday, Father Augustine Weta will be here. He's a monk. This guy is amazing. He's hysterical. He is not your typical monk. Wait till you hear him. He's going to be on. He wrote a book about humility. So he's going to be on with us on Friday's show. We want to thank you for listening to the program.
Now taking us out, we're going to have Marie Joseph at the end of the Voices for the Unborn show.
All right.
So that's what you're about to hear.
Thank you for everything you've done, yes, Bill Miller. God bless you. You and your family. God bless you.
Thank you for all the great work.
Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating